paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Quite a spectacular last night. Music before the game and halftime.
I thought the halftime show was great. I know it's become so politicized and, you know, everyone is, you know, gotten in their corner and everyone's entitled to their opinion with it. I didn't understand a word of it, but, you know, I think most people were able to figure out what was going on, that it was like a musical narrative. That's mm-hmm. It was like a play, a Bad Bunny walking us and dancing us through his Puerto Rican history and his culture, for which he is very proud. And, you know, even though I didn't know the words exactly, it was abundantly clear that this was about love and unity and about pride. And I am always amazed, no matter what a halftime show it is, how quickly they can set everything up on the field.
Exactly.
And how quickly they can get everything off the field. You know, those the what appeared to be sugar canes, that he was walking through rows of sugar canes, those were people. Mm-hmm. Those were people inside sugar cane costumes, so they could get them on the field and off the field faster.
And my understanding is too that the NFL said we can't let you have like 20 semi trucks on the field. You got to figure out another way to load this stuff in there. And that's when they came up with that idea.
Yeah, and so they stuffed people inside the sugarcane trees. Mm-hmm. And there, if you were watching carefully in some of the, you know, going to the commercials, you could see the sugarcane trees running around trying to get into place. It was very interesting. Also, if you were paying attention, you saw some celebrity cameos during the show itself. Jessica Alba was on that front porch of the house. Pedro Pascal was. Cardi B, Carol G, Young Miko, among others. Dancing on the front porch of a house is very symbolic of traditional Puerto Rican house parties that take place. Everything that you saw, him strolling down those streets, stopping at different vendors along the way, everything was symbolic of Puerto Rican life and culture. A Chicago connection to it all, part of the halftime show featured some young classical violinists, and they were being conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero, who is the artistic director and principal conductor of the Grant Park Music Festival. So we had a nice Chicago connection in there. This is a little of Bad Bunny's performance last night. Yeah, didn't understand a word, but boy, I could not stand still during all of that. Very, very, very danceable. And then he brings out two award-winning artists to help him along with the whole thing. Listen to this. Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin, part of the festivities, part of the message of love, back on the billboards in back of him. The messages of the only thing stronger than hate is love. He held up a football at the very end that said, we are all America. He brought out all the flags of all of the Americas. He said, God bless America. You know, what was supposed to be this big controversial and potentially political show was not political at all. It was all about love. And I spoke with our Ana Balaval right after the halftime show. She was in tears. Mm-hmm. She is from Puerto Rico. And she was so moved by an acknowledgement of her culture, her people, her traditions, She was literally in tears, and you know, I kind of figured out what was going on, but she fully explained it to me of all of the symbolism of this whole thing, and how it was so full of love and caring for one another, caring for others as much as you care for yourself. It was just, you know, very, very moving.
Bad Bunny has given millions to Puerto Rico, too. And some pretty good music before the game last night, wasn't there?
Yeah, there sure was. Some of the most beautiful performances of the night happened before the opening kickoff. There was some good, clean American rock and roll to start things off as well. As they were introducing game all-stars of the past from Green Day. Take a listen.
Wow.
How about that?
Goosebumps.
Obviously not Green Day, but it was singer Charlie Puth giving us one of the best versions of the Star Spangled Banner that I've ever heard on the Super Bowl. Whitney Houston is still number one in my book with that, but he was great. Singer Coco Jones was great, singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And the great Brandi Carlile did America the Beautiful. This is Green Day that I was talking about before. Yeah, there you go. Nice little medley that Green Day did. Normally, they are very, very political, and they were barely political at all with this.
Billy Joe, he's from Oakland, so it was appropriate that he was there.
It was very appropriate that he be part of the festivities just outside of San Francisco. And I also wanted to just give a mention to the alternative halftime show that was going on, the alternate show, as they were calling it, put on by Turning Point USA and headlining Kid Rock. Listen. Well, there you go. You're going to have that song in your head the rest of the day now.
One thing I wanted to ask you, weren't you surprised that NBC put Law & Order on after the game? Usually they reserve that slot after the Super Bowl for some new show they want to promote and take advantage of that huge audience. That was surprising that they were just hyping Law & Order, which has been around forever.
Now, see, I jumped off right after I watched the awards ceremony, and then I jumped off. I just assumed that they were going to go right to the Olympics because
Did they do that before Law & Order? Is that what they did? I don't know. I was asleep.
Yeah. Well, I was half asleep anyway. But the game was so boring. I'm sorry. That was a boring game. The commercials were not that big of a deal. The ones that were chosen by Adweek, which is an industry publication, were the Pepsi Zero commercial, the Coca-Cola Polar Bear preferring Pepsi Zero, the TurboTax commercial, the Hellman's commercial with Andy Samberg doing a Neil Diamond ripoff. I did not see any commercials that were like, wow, these are the commercials. This is the one we're going to be talking about. They were fine. They were fine, but no major home runs, in my opinion.
I agree. We're going to be talking with a jaded Chicago advertising veteran about the commercials after
the 8:30
news.
Those are the best kind.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.